Listener Production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your Adelaide News Briefing. Well, yesterday's moves by the Premier to ban paid parking at suburban shopping centres isn't going down well with everyone. It's triggered a debate about hospital parking and why staff and visitors should be made to pay. Labor in opposition was critical of hospital parking charges but has since softened its tone in government, with the Premier saying all revenue goes directly back into the health system. Another local craft brewer has been sold, but not to a multinational conglomerate. Little Bang Brewing Co. has been snapped up by fast-growing pub owners Duxton. Its brews will be expanded across the pub's network, along with other venues both locally and interstate. Duxton operate a number of venues, including the Lion in North Adelaide and the Cremorne at Unley. Touchdown in Madrid for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese overnight ahead of the NATO summit. Leaders of Australia, New Zealand, Japan and South Korea have all been included in talks. National Security College Policy Director Dr. Will Stoltz says the invitation is huge.
The presence of these countries at this NATO leaders summit is going to be really important in putting pressure on NATO leaders to recognise the serious challenge that China poses, not just for our region, but for the entire international system.
It appears less of us are religious than a decade ago. New census data out today revealing the number of Christians has dropped below 50% for the first time, falling from around 60% to 44% since 2011. And 39% now identify as non-religious. At the end of financial year is just around the corner, and the ATO has outlined four main focuses come tax time: work-related expenses, good record keeping, income deductions from rental properties, and capital gains tax round out the list. Assistant Commissioner Tim Lowe also has this advice for anyone trying to figure out their work from home deductions.
The 80 cents per hour shortcut method, all you need to do is work out the number of hours you've worked from home, multiply that by 80 cents per hour, and that is your deduction for all your working from home expenses. It's a really easy and simple method.
At least 10 people are dead and more than 20 injured after two Russian missiles struck a crowded shopping centre in Ukraine. According to senior officials, President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 1,000 people were inside the building at the time of the attack, and the number of casualties is expected to rise. Russia has previously denied deliberately targeting civilians. And Johnny Depp is a step closer to returning to Pirates of the Caribbean after winning his defamation lawsuit. The deal being reported is looking to be worth around $300 million. Well, Port Adelaide has provided an injury update on numerous players, with ruck Scott Lysett nearing a return from a shoulder injury. Midfielder Zach Butters will need to prove his fitness ahead of Sunday's clash with Frio, and power defender Riley Bonner will miss the next month after suffering a fractured cheekbone and eye socket against the Suns. Adelaide should regain Riley Filthorpe for Saturday's date with the Demons as the likely replacement for an injured Shane McAdam. Will Hamill is out with concussion, the fifth of his short career. He'll spend some time off the park. Geelong star Tom Stewart is bracing for a lengthy ban for that brutal bump on Richmond's Dion Prestia. The defender insists he remains extremely remorseful.
It still sits in my gut and still makes me feel quite ill. Nothing I can say now justifies the actions that I showed on the day, but my immediate response was just to make sure Dion was okay.
And Wimbledon's kicked off for another year, and a daunting challenge awaits Tanasi Kokkinakis in the second round after a straight sets win over a player from Poland overnight. The Aussie now takes on six-time reigning champion Novak Djokovic. Listener.